What a week. We heard from an unshackled Donald Trump, an emotional First Lady in response, and there have been almost daily WikiLeaks of emails, reportedly from Hillary Clinton's campaign manager.
National polls show Hillary Clinton widening her lead over Donald Trump after the release of that tape in which Trump said he used his star power to force himself on women. And for the first time this week, Democrats started to think they have a real shot at taking back control of the House of Representatives.
Here and now,
2016.
And joining us today for our weekly political roundtable, Maria Elena Salinas, news anchor at Univision. Hi, Maria Elena.
Hi, how are you?
Good to talk to you. Great. And Paul Steinhauser is with us as well, political director of NH1 in New Hampshire. Hi, Paul.
Jeremy, Robin, great to be with you.
So at a rally in West Palm Beach yesterday, Trump called his campaign an existential threat to a corrupt establishment. Let's listen.
The Clinton machine is at the center of this power structure. We've seen this firsthand in the WikiLeaks documents in which Hillary Clinton meets in secret with international banks to plot the destruction of U.S. sovereignty in order to enrich these...
Maria Elena, it seems like a different tone from Trump in the last week. What do you make of what he's been saying?
Well, let's remember that yesterday's speech was teleprompter Trump. It was not him just saying whatever he wants to say. So that sounds definitely like a strategy. And you know, I really believe now that what the Wall Street Journal said is probably true. He understands that he has his base and it's very difficult for him to try to gain more voters when it comes to maybe those who are not supporting Hillary or the independents. So he needs to attack Hillary relentlessly to dissuade Democrats from coming out to vote because he doesn't have the support, the logistical support that he was counting on from the Republican Party. So, yes, I think that he has become much, much stronger. And I think we can expect those types of speeches from here. It's 25 days now?
24 and a half,
counting,
I think.
24, thank you so much.
Well, is it registering, though?
Thank you so much. It's less than what I expected.
But is it registering?
I think everyone's looking forward to November 9th.
Right. 8th. And the day after. Paul Steinhauser, is it registering, this accusation that she gave speeches to these banks? I mean, that's what he's going at there. Is that registering?
It's registering among his base here in New Hampshire and in the other battleground states, of course. And that's what's interesting here, Jeremy and Robin. This is turning into a base election. And part of the reason is the third-party candidates as well. Gary Johnson is taking a lot of votes away from Hillary Clinton. So if this turns into a base election, Donald Trump's only mission between now and November 8th is to energize that base and make sure they all get out there. That's why you're seeing the increased rhetoric. He's also a little bit wounded, obviously, with all these controversies in the last 7 days now. And that's another reason you're seeing Donald Trump on the warpath. We're going to get a taste of that again tomorrow. Donald Trump's right back here in New Hampshire, his sixth visit since the Republican convention back in July.
When you talk about energizing the base, let's take a listen to Michelle Obama. Now, let's set this up. And people, after her speech last night in New Hampshire, in which she says she threw away her script and felt she had to go after Donald Trump for his comments this week, you know, some were saying, calling this historic, a defining moment. Others are saying, no, this was, you know, political. This is predictable. She's a partisan. Let's listen to a little of Michelle Obama talking about Donald Trump and his claims of groping women.
And I can't believe that I'm saying that a candidate for president of the United States has bragged about sexually assaulting women. And I have to tell you that I can't stop thinking about this.
Maria Elena, it went on for 40 minutes. What impact?
Well, we know that Michelle Obama is very popular. She's more popular than her husband. She's more popular, definitely, than both candidates. She's probably one of the most popular first ladies in history. So what she has to say definitely has an impact on Democrats. But there's very little that is going to dissuade his supporters. You know, I think one of the most shocking things that I've seen throughout this whole election, and there's been plenty of shocking moments, is to see a picture yesterday of a T-shirt with a woman wearing a T-shirt that said, Trump, you can grab me by the, with an arrow pointing down.
Yep.
In other words, people really don't care. I think when he said, I can shoot someone on Fifth Avenue and they'll still support me, now we are convinced that that is true.
You know, I saw a couple of people point out today that Trump may be, to for lack of a better phrase, shooting himself in the foot by going after the women who have accused him of sexual assault, sexual harassment, because that's exactly what he's saying that Hillary Clinton did to the women that accused Bill Clinton. Mm. Paul?
No, you're right. It kind of defeats his own argument. And it also hurts him with female voters, especially single female voters. He's down two new polls out here in New Hampshire in the last 12 hours. He's down 3 points and 6 points in the two polls. But among women, he's down around 20 points. This is not going to help him try to close that gap at all.
No, and you couldn't write this script, Jeremy. We've talked about this because you also, of course, have Bill Clinton, who had his own several episodes, but one, you know, the very public political one when he was president with women. And a week ago, a protester yelled at Bill Clinton during a rally. He said something like, "And one thing we know for sure," and the protester yelled out, "You're a rapist." I mean, it's quite stunning. In Florida earlier this week, Clinton was heckled by protesters chanting, "Bill Clinton is a rapist," as she campaigned with Al Gore. They were talking about climate change. Let's listen to a little.
"At this rate, my friends, my friends, please, let's focus on what's really important in this election and in your future and the future of our country."
I mean, you could not script this, Paul.
You know, it's funny you bring this up because last Friday I was covering Bernie Sanders. The senator from Vermont was here in New Hampshire campaigning for Hillary Clinton. I was covering at a rally in Nashua, and I was doing a live shot, and guess what happened? A protester came up right behind me and yelled out as loud as he could three times, "Bill Clinton is a rapist." So we're seeing this over and over again among Trump's, most likely Trump supporters.
What about the Clinton emails? Maria, Elena, let me go to you, because there have been a number that have kind of been dripping out, some about things that really are a problem for her. She's telling Wall Street bankers that politicians need a public and private position on issues and a speech to them. Some of them kind of more mundane, but has anything come out? And of course, there was the one about Catholicism and one of her campaign staffers kind of making some knocks on Catholicism. But do you think that these are damaging to her?
You know, I'm not sure. I think they are damaging somewhat. But just like Trump, she has her base. And it might hurt her more with Bernie Sanders supporters, which is she's trying to attract. But really, it's no different from other campaigns and what other campaigns say in their interaction and in their internal strategy communications. It'd be very interesting if we ever had access to the emails going back and forth in the Trump campaign. That might be something very interesting to see. But I think one thing it does do is that it kind of makes the email situation worse, because now it makes people wonder, what could possibly be in those 30,000 emails that are missing? So, you know, just the fact that there are emails and that they're discovering communications there, whatever it is, some people might take it seriously. Other people might just think, you know, this is just what happens behind the scenes in campaigns. But it certainly doesn't help her with the email situation and those people who think that she was trying to hide something, and that's why they were destroyed.
Well, Maria Elena Salinas and Paul Steinhauser, you both seem to be saying the same thing, that there are intractable bases on each side. So what is it going to take for this independent that we hear about, this undecided, like the guy, Mr. Bone, in the red sweater, you know, that became so popular? What is it going to take?
You know, what's interesting is we just saw an article we were reading this morning that said that there's been an increase, like over a 2,000% increase in searches for write-in voters. And some of the names that people are looking at is Bernie Sanders and Mike Pence. So it's interesting. I think people are not happy with these two candidates, and they're looking for ways to vote for someone else and vote their conscience and vote their morals, even though I think they don't really understand that voting for a third-party candidate is actually going to help probably maybe Trump or Hillary.
I thought you were going to say there's been an increase in searches for Ken Bone, because we know that there has been for that. But Paul go ahead.
Yeah, he's got a lot of Twitter followers right now.
He certainly does. I just want to, in the minute we have left, go back to something we were talking about a little bit earlier, because I was asked a question this morning. Is Michelle Obama trying to set herself up to run for something in the future the way that Hillary Clinton did at the end of Bill Clinton's second term? What do you think, Paul? Do you think that that's what's going on here, or is this just about she really wants Hillary to win?
I think it's the latter right now. Listen, she's been very, very clear in the last year or two that she has no desire to run for the U.S. Senate seat that was going to be coming up in Illinois. I think it's a very different, you know, path for her than it was for Hillary Clinton coming out of the White House. But that said, you know, there was no Sherman-esque statement here. So who knows what's going to happen in 2020 or beyond?
Could it also
I've interviewed her three times, and the three times I've asked her the same question, and the three times she said, oh, no, definitely not.
Well,
this
I was going to say, Marie Lynn, we only have a few seconds. Could it just be that she is a mother and a woman who got up and felt she had to say something?
Yes, she has a lot to say, and she's taken advantage of that incredible power that she has to try to make a difference in this campaign.
Maria Elena Salinas, a news anchor at Univision. Paul Steinhauser, political director of NH1 in New Hampshire. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we've got another debate, the last one, coming up next Wednesday, if you can believe it.